This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're on the brink of the fall TV season. These days, networks treat their new offerings like contestants on some cutthroat reality show. If the first few episodes don't get ratings, you're fired. But it wasn't always like that. Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
Remember Where's Everett, where Alan Alda finds an invisible alien baby on his doorstep? Or the show where the cop is killed in the line of duty, but then...
he's reincarnated as a streetwise bulldog in Puchinsky.
Those are real pilots that never got picked up. Veteran TV producer Lee Goldberg says networks used to air a lot of their pilots.
They didn't want to spend, you know, $1 million on an hour of television and not get at least something out of it.
Today, networks can spend millions on a series and still cancel it after two or three episodes, like 666 Park.
It just was clear that it wasn't going to build the audience that they were expecting, and it's gone.
Chris Mills represents TV writers. He says networks still rely on the old-fashioned Nielsen ratings that count who's watching on actual televisions, though the networks are starting to count DVR'd episodes, too. The downside to canceling a series so quickly, shows that take time to find their audience don't get a chance. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.